When the New York State Senate voted on same-sex marriage last year, 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats switched their positions to approve the measure after voting no the first time gay marriage came up for a vote in 2009. The Republican senators who voted yes were praised for their courage by Governor Cuomo and others, but it may have been a poor decision for their immediate political futures. 2 of the 4 will not be returning to Albany for another term. Senator James Alesi of the Rochester area did not seek re-election. And Senator Roy McDonald of the Capital Region lost in a Republican primary in mid-September. Senator Stephen Saland of the Hudson Valley barely squeaked by in a close primary contest. Senator Mark Grisanti of the Buffalo area was the only one to easily beat back a primary challenge. But others say the successful gay marriage vote may have averted a larger threat for Republicans who have been struggling to hold on to a narrow majority in the Senate. Bruce Jory is a political consultant and SUNY Albany political science professor.
I think this could look very different the day after November 7th than it did September 14th, which was the day after the primary.
Jory says if the Senate GOP had not permitted the vote to go forward, some Republican incumbents would have been the target of pro-gay marriage groups. The groups could have helped Democratic opponents in many districts where voters are evenly split between the two parties, or in some cases where registered Democrats hold a slight edge. He says Senator Skelos was smart to agree to hold the vote, even though he and most of the other Republicans plan to vote no.
If they had a well-financed Democratic opponent powered by this gay marriage advocacy and money, it could have been a problem. So I think Senator Skelos showed great leadership in maneuvering to get this up for a vote and working with the governor.
And Governor Cuomo has had a good working relationship with Senate Republicans, partly due to their acquiescence on the same-sex marriage vote. Without that cooperation, Jory says, Cuomo might have campaigned actively for Democrats to take over the Senate. So far, Cuomo's remained relatively neutral, offering to back one Republican senator, Roy McDonald, and one Democratic senator, Joe Addabbo of Queens, who had provided the swing votes.
The thing that seems to be driving the governor's endorsements for either party seems to be those he considered having cast a profile and courage vote. And for Addabbo, casting a yes vote after casting a no vote when it came up in 2009. He cast a yes vote in 2011. It's no surprise that the governor would endorse him.
Cuomo offered to endorse Senator McDonald if McDonald were to continue on after the primary on the Independence Party line for the November election, but McDonald decided to drop out instead. And on Columbus Day, Cuomo endorsed Addabbo. The 2 other Democratic senators who switched their votes and helped approve gay marriage will also not be returning to the Capitol for another term, but the end of their political careers had nothing to do with their same-sex marriage vote. Senator Carl Krueger of Brooklyn is now serving prison time for a bribery conviction, and Senator Shirley Huntley of Queens lost September's Democratic primary after she was arrested and charged with funneling state money into a phony charity. She's pleaded not guilty. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.